Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Taubner. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovaleski. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Kovaleski. And now, play ball. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grabowski for a passed ball. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field. Musil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to third. Koenig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Combs scores. Koenig moves to third. Musil moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Fothergill moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill moves to third. Easterling moves to second. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and scores. Easterling tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easterling scores. Woodall moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodall scores. Tavener moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Tavener steals third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-1, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Stan Kovleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovleski strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grabowski moves to second. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Hank Johnson now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easterling strikes out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carroll hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan is hit by the pitch. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field. Easterling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Easterling. Lazzari scores. Dugan moves to third. Grabowski moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dugan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 5, Yankees, 5. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Rice steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman fields the ball and throws to Carroll covering. Safe. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Gehringer moves to second. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Paul Easterling. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Johnny Noon now playing first base. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Harry Heilman now playing right field. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dugan hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lazzari. McManus scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. Heilman moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Al Sheely now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 0 for 1 in the game. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Tigers. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lazare hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazare. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Lazare steals second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stoner. Lazare moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lazare scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 7, Yankees, 7. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rice bunts towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. McManus moves to third. Rice moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 0-for-2 in the game. Noone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Koenig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial bunts, foul, towards first. Noone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Joe Dugan. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is walked intentionally. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball towards center. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Gehrig tags and scores. Lazzari tags and moves to third. Durst tags and moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.